One of our favorite dudes, John Wehner, on the line right now, brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Try the maintenance-free gutter solution from Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET for a free estimate. Wehner also brought to us by Allegiant Federal Community Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Good morning to you, John. How you doing today?
I am super. How are you guys?
Outstanding?
Great.
Terrific?
Fantastic.
Wow.
Excellent.
You can hear it in your voices.
We have to amuse each other. All right, John. So, you know the big question here coming. O'Neal Cruz moving to center field. Why narrow it down? Just give us your thoughts.
It's funny because over the weekend, I don't know why, I saw Cincinnati hit a fly ball to left center in front of the track, and I actually said what I was thinking. I said I would love to see O'Neal Cruz out there to see if they would tag from second to third. Huh. And it's the first time I've ever said anything about it. And then I hear the whispers that they might try him out in center field. I'm okay with it. I'm not, and I guess for more reasons than one. I know he has struggled at times at shortstop. Obviously, I still thought that he could be a major league shortstop. I thought if he, kind of cleaned up some things, like I said before, a handful of his errors or throws from the outfield on relays. I thought he moved pretty well for a big man. There were times where you wondered if he had that internal clock to where he knew when to speed up, when to slow down, and so there were certain situations where I thought he needed to improve on situational stuff, knowing where the ball's going before it's hit the things like that. So there was things I thought he could work on to be a major league shortstop, and I thought he did okay. I mean, everybody wants to talk about the 24 errors or however many it was, but I still thought that he did okay at short. I love the fact I'm looking forward to seeing him in center field. He's athletic enough, he's fast enough, and certainly his arm could be a game changer. The reason why I'm okay with it, I guess, more than any other is because it seems like we don't have a lot of outfield depth, and it seems like we have a ton of infield depth. I mean, it's kind of been a problem getting offense from the center field position. Until we got De La Cruz, we struggled in right field as well. And then there's first base where Rowdy came on after a couple months. But to me, I thought you needed another outfielder. And it seems like we got guys like IKF and Nick Gonzalez and Triolo and when Hayes comes back or what have you. And then there's a bunch of guys, it seems like, in the minor leagues that could play in the middle and play short. And so for me, get him out there now, see what it looks like, let him finish out the year. I think he's a good enough athlete where he'll be fine. It's just about reads. I think center is easier than the corners. You don't have to deal with the lights. You don't deal with as much slice or hook. The ball's pretty true out there, and he can use his speed and athleticism and roam around. But I'm okay with it. I really am. Hopefully he works hard at it and takes it seriously enough to go out there and do it. Because I think he could be a better defensive center fielder than he was a shortstop.
John, can you explain the dynamics of communication as a center fielder with the right fielder, the left fielder? And can O'Neal Cruz handle that? Can he develop that part of his game where he is the guy, he is the general out there calling guys off or saying me, the things of that nature that we've seen him not be able to really do at shortstop? What are the true dynamics out there?
Center fielder has priority over everybody, over the corners, over the infielders. So anytime he's going to be under the ball, and that's going to be the key, is like, he's going to have to realize that he can get everything that he can get to. Now, there's times where I've seen center fielders go and take balls from the left fielder to right fielder, but, there's times where you're going to, with experience, I think he's going to realize how far he needs to go and what he should go get and what he should let go. But, he's just got to be verbal. He's just got to be verbal, and when he can get to a ball, he's got to scream, I got it. And here's the other thing that kind of is a pet peeve of mine, especially at the major league level, when you have so many fans in the outfield. You don't have that in the minor leagues. You have it in the major leagues. You got to scream on the ball. Like that whole Houston thing where he ran into Reynolds, they're right near the third base stands. Then there's the Crawford boxes behind them. If you're not screaming loud as the ball's coming down, you're not going to hear one another. So that's the other thing. The way you communicate, I think, is always key in the outfield, because you can't, as the ball's at the top of its flight, say, I got it, and then stop yelling. It's more important to call it on its way down, and you got to get louder the closer it gets to you, because especially on the road, the fans are pretty loud, and sometimes you can't hear your other outfielders or your infielders. So, yeah, but that's the thing. What he got to go get, he got to call. And calling it late is better than calling it early, because a lot of times the other guys can't hear you. And especially coming in, that could be tough sometimes, because you're running on a ball that's just outside the infield, and there might be an infielder camped, but you're running in and you think you can catch it, because you do have to peek down and look at the infielder to make sure he's camped. But if that infielder is moving, then you call him off. But there are some instances where, you know, it's kind of iffy as far as what you go for. You know, there's times you see infielders that are under the ball, they're camped and they're calling it, I got it, or waving their hands or whatever. Then you see the outfielder come barreling in and try to make a sliding play when it was a routine play. But again, with experience and reps, you're gonna be able to handle that a little bit better. But yeah, he has control over everybody. When he can get to, he can call everybody off. And then I think the more he experiences it, the better it'll be for it.
I think under discussed now, because of the position change, because of the errors for a while at shortstop, is just how well he's hitting, John. He goes 4-for-4 last night. He's all of a sudden hitting lefties really well. And you look at his numbers, it's his first full season in Major League Baseball. I think he's had a really good year at the plate.
He's had a great year. You know, there's times you're going to expect some more power. But we're seeing more contact recently, and I think that's the key. This guy hits the ball so hard, when he shortens up his swing and puts bat on ball, he's going to get more hits, plain and simple, because his ground ball to the right side is different than most ground balls to the right side. You hit a ground ball to the right side 95, there's a good chance somebody's going to catch it. He's hitting ground balls through at 113. You don't have time to get in front of it. It's ridiculous. So, very good, especially against lefties, because you had to wonder there for a while, you know, about halfway through the season, is he going to be a platoon guy, you know? And you don't want your everyday shortstop, you know, not facing lefties. And so he's proving he can hit lefties. I think the consistency's there. And for me, the contact, you know, you don't see as much swing and miss, as much strikeout. And with that, the average is going to go up, and eventually the power is going to go up as well.
John, do you anticipate the Pirates making any other moves or position changes? Maybe Joey Bart, whenever he is healthy, playing some first base and seeing what that could look like for next year?
That's a good question, actually. I never even considered that.
The actually is a little rude there, John. Of course it's a great question from Doran.
Yeah, I didn't know. Does he play first before?
Catcher.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I know he's a catcher, but I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I never thought of him as a first baseman. And I don't think it's that easy for a catcher. If you've never played first base before, just like if you're a catcher and you're playing right field, if you never played it before, it's not the same. It's not that, and it's not an easy transition going from behind the plate to first base. Obviously, you know, it's happened before, and some guys, some catchers have been pretty good over there. But that, yeah, if we get into a situation where Henry Davis is hitting, Andy Rodriguez is back, and you got two good catchers that are hitting and need to be in a lineup, you got to find somebody else a position if Joey Bart's going to continue to hit the way he is. Because right now, Joey Bart's our everyday catcher next year, as far as I'm concerned. Unless he can go play another position. And I never even considered that, because to me, that would be their biggest need going into next year. You got to go out and find a first baseman, and it might be in Joey Bart. I like that.
Yes.
John, you're a wonderful man. Thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Take care.
Thank you, Rock.
Thank you, John.
John Wehner.
He did like that.
He did. Has he played any first base? Catcher. Had me weak, man. I am going to... here's a guarantee. I'm going to make Doran laugh in exactly 10 seconds.
No way.
I'm going to make you laugh in exactly 10 seconds. Some audio came out yesterday of O'Neill Cruz in center field practicing, calling off his fielders. And we have that audio for you right now, Doran.
Oh!
I got him!